Okay, talking head. This is another thing that I seem to understand now. We can put it somewhere. But it seems what happened with the economy and especially the big capitalist island where overseas is that they started with industrialists where they were producing a lot of things and selling them and getting really rich because there were plenty of customers in Europe after the Second World War who needed a lot of things, buildings and whatever. So you had factories that employed many people. They got good salaries, and the products from those factories sold, like butter cakes, what do you call it? But then the capitalists, they got smart, they thought, and they started with stock market. And they got smarter and they got into all these financial instruments. I got more and more abstract and complex. Ethereal, ephemeral, and money went that way too. There were billions and billions and billions hoarding up as numbers in accounts. And business, you know, the big skyscrapers, the big business centers where there was a, you know, the heart of the economy now. Were more about handling those money resources or value resources and making them grow. And then the production. And they were so even smarter to make more profit so that these stocks could raise some value even more. They moved the factories, industries to other countries. Or they let such factories and industries from other countries deliver their products, which they then added a good profit on and sold on the market. Then, oh, they made so much money, but the money, some or other, mainly ended up in the pockets of a few, while the middle class and the large amount of people, they didn't make it better because factories closed down, industries closed down, or fired people, scaled down, because the production was done on the in another side part of the world. This is what I saw personally. My hometown, my father had a trouser factory, and all my relatives were in that business. And then they, by the mid-70s or so, they just, or end of the 70s, they closed down, and the whole industry is gone. And then they had to get into other things than production, selling, importing in smart ways, and then of course there were independent factories down there in China and Bangladesh and so on that provided them, you know, here, let's make a deal, good, and we all make money. But then came sanctions. Because the governments, these power people, didn't want competition, they started getting, because yeah, now their country was depending much more on the financial market than actual production. So when these other countries started to stand on their own feet, now, of course, now they had their own factories, their own production, their own mines, their own everything, because everything came from those countries. Have been relocated, so to speak, from the west to the east and the south. So now they were very good at working, and all the industry was going on there. And then, of course, the countries that now saw unemployment and whatever, the rich, fine ones over there, became envious, why are you doing so good and we are not? Look, our countries are starting to crumble even. We have a lot of loans. Oops. How did that happen? But still, we are the greatest. So, the way to deal with the situation then was only one, was to fight the others. If you can't be the best, try to make the best one worse. Try and cut them down. Try to kill them if needed. We need to defend our interests. So you can't just jump on another superpower and declare war. That's too gross. And it won't work. So you make proxy wars, attacking little neutral states next to the border of the big ones, or trying to break off areas of the big ones. So, and that way it went on, and something called economic war kicked in, almost invisible to the masses, because it was expressed with a nicer word, sanctions, which is the same thing. So when you make sanctions against another country to stop trade with them, you can't expect that you can still continue doing trade with them with the things you need. While stopping them trading things that you don't need, it simply doesn't make sense, because then the other country will simply say, okay, we don't sell this to you. Which, for instance, happens right now with the US and China. US making sanctions against China as much as they can, and for instance stopping other nations from selling computer chips to China. But then standing there now, desperately building up factories after realizing that they need to put life into their industry again. But then also realizing that China doesn't want to sell them graphite anymore. Why should they? Because you refuse to sell the computer chips to us. So we had to start making them ourselves, which we, by the way, do better and cheaper than you do already. So then the car manufacturers, the electric car manufacturers, stand there and can't make batteries. And it will take 3 or 4 years before they can build their own industry for mining graphite. So that may be the pit that capitalism falls into. When there is really nothing of value or not so much anymore being produced. Actually making up the value of your nation. The GNP and all that. May look good, but if you're just producing numbers, I don't know what money is anymore. But something seems to not go very good for the western side of this planet, but the eastern side seems to act in ways that would work better, and seems to do so too.